The seerah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the pride and joy of this noble ummah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the embodiment of the Islamic personality and character. His sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life was the most perfect actualization of the hukum sharia, and his sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mission was the exemplary method of the implementation of Islam. Inshallah, this series will focus on lessons from the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that are pertinent to the resumption of the Islamic way of life and the re-establishment of the righteous Khilafah.
Seerah, Episode 17. Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy, the one who fulfilled the hopes of the weak. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah is a great story of sacrifices of the Prophet Muhammad and his companions. This story, which was being written on the soil of Makkah, was preserved by history for all times. The story of every companion and his or her sacrifice is special. However, some stand out and must be mentioned. One is the story of Bilal radiallahu anhu, and the other is that of Yasser radiallahu anhu and his family. Today we will mention these. Bilal al-Habashi's family was from Habasha, Abyssinia, which is modern day Ethiopia, but he was born in Makkah. In that time, slaves used to be bought and sold. They used to be treated in harsh and inhumane ways. Bilal radiallahu anhu was a slave of the Bani Jumah clan. Umayyah ibn Khalaf and Abu Jahl were the foremost in oppressing him. He was severely beaten by Umayyah ibn Khalaf. Sometimes a rope was put around his neck, and street boys were made to drag him through the streets and even across the hills of Makkah. Umayyah himself would also hit Bilal to relieve his anger. Makkah was a desert region where the weather was mostly hot. In the daytime, the sand and rocks would become extremely hot. Umayyah ibn Khalaf would make him lie on the floor, his body burning due to the scorching heat of the sand, and then slaves were ordered to place a rock on his chest. He would then demand that Bilal radiallahu anhu leave Islam, and threaten him that if he didn't, he would slowly kill him in this way. In spite of this extreme torture, Bilal's tongue would repeat only one phrase, Ahad, Ahad, one, one, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is worthy of worship. One day, Abu Bakr was passing by as Umayyah was torturing him in this way. He said, "Will you not fear Allah with respect to this poor man? How long will you do this to him?" Umayyah replied, "You are the one who ruined this slave. If you want, save him." Abu Bakr said, "Listen, I have another slave who is stronger than him and he is on your religion. Give me Bilal in exchange for him." Umayyah accepted. Abu Bakr took Bilal and then immediately freed him. This was Bilal, whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would refer to as Sayyiduna Bilal, our master Bilal, and about whom he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I have heard the sounds of Bilal's sandals in Jannah." The great story about standing firm in the face of oppression is that of the family of Yasser, who were the freed slaves of Bani Makhzum. Ammar, along with his mother Sumayya and father Yasser, embraced Islam in its early phase. They were repeatedly made to lie on the burning sand and were beaten severely. Ammar was at times tossed up on embers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was greatly moved by the atrocities which were being perpetrated upon by Ammar and his family. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by them while they were being tortured and said to them, "Hold on, Al-Yasr, your reward is Jannah, your destiny is with Allah." Upon this, Sumayya, wife of Yasser, said, "I can see it, O Messenger of Allah. Yasser, the father, died because of repeated torture. Sumaya, Ammar's mother, was bayoneted to death by Abu Jahl himself, and thus inherited the title of the first woman martyr in Islam. Another example is that of Mus'ab ibn Umair. He was the prince of Makkah. His mother was extremely wealthy. He was raised in luxury. His mother would get him the best clothes and perfume. However, when she found out that he accepted Islam, her love turned to hate. She took everything from him: the good clothes, perfume, shoes. He, Mus'ab radiallahu anhu, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in nothing more than a small patched sheet. On seeing him like this, tears came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's eyes. He, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "What would you say about this man who used to wear one set of clothes in the morning and another in the evening? One plate of food is put out in front of him and then another." The noble companions replied, "O Messenger of Allah, our present is better for us than our past." In other words, being a Muslim in difficulty is better than living in luxury as a disbeliever. These were the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who stood by him in his struggle and whose nurturing he sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself had done. Their iman was so strong that all the efforts of Quraysh to revert them from Islam had failed. These were the people with whom Allah is pleased and who are pleased with him. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.